Wednesday night, or the Gimel Teves, Tafshin Ayin Hey, the night after Chanukah, the night after Zois Chanukah. So this time of year, we always go over the halachas of what to do with the leftover oil and wicks. The question is, can you use it for your own purposes, for other trochim, and how do you dispose of it if not? Even if you're not going to cook with the oil, but a lot of people light Shabbos candles with oil. Can you use it for Shabbos candles if you have leftover oil? So the bottom line, the problem is that it's hooked to the mitzvah, so. And if it's hooked to the mitzvah, so maybe you can't use it for your personal use, and even for a mitzvah like Shabbos candles, but that's also called for your personal use, because the whole mitzvah by Shabbos candles is to for you to personally benefit and use the light. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens, it is hooked to the mitzvah, so, and therefore you can't use it. We'll see in a second an important caveat to that. So it is hooked to the mitzvah, so, and you have to be mechalek between that and, let's say, noy sukkah, which is mutter to use after sukkahs, and the oshemen b'ner Shabbos, which you could use even for not mitzvah purposes if there's left over. But Chanukah, it is hooked to the mitzvah, so, even after Chanukah. Some say you can't throw it out, stamazoi, because it's called the Tashmish Kedusha. And therefore, you have to burn it, but you don't really have to burn it per se, you can bury it, but you have to dispose of it in that way. Others say it's only a Tashmish Mitzvah, and therefore, the only thing you have to worry about is Mamish throwing it out, the oifen bizoyon. Mamish, pour it in the toilet, that's a bizoyon. Pour it in down the sink, might not be a bizoyon. Wrapping it up, or putting it in something and throwing it out, that's the accepted way of disposal to things that don't necessarily need geniza, as we'll call it, or srefa, or kvura. But you're not allowed to treat it with bizayon either. So we wrap it up, throw it out in that way. Now, the Mishmura brings down different shittas. This is all of Chatzishah's worth of oil. So the leftover oil, if it went out early, let's say, in Kofzai and Zakakla, so it's hooked to the mitzvah. So what about if there's left over, but it went over a half hour? So some say that Bechlal is not called hooked to the mitzvah, so you can use it for whatever you want. And others say, no, you were makseh it for the mitzvah, and that's called hooked to the mitzvah, so, and therefore it's a problem. So you can't stam use it. So indeed, we don't use it for other purposes, even if it's more than a half hour. If you want to avoid that problem for whatever reason, you speak out that you only want to be marked to the mitzvah, so a half hour's worth and not more, so you avoid that machlokes. But otherwise, we're machmir, so you have to get machmir, and then we throw it out. We treat it like tashmish mitzvah, although many people burn it. Some people put it away till Pesach to be burnt with the, Erev Pesach. But really, you're not supposed to put it aside for next year because of a chashash. You might use it in the interim. So maybe that chashash is there if you put it aside till Pesach also. Except we don't really use this oil. I don't know. That's tzarichiyun, that people put it aside. Because you're not supposed to put it aside, because that's fair, not to put it aside till next Chanukah. Look upon him to treat it as hooked to the mitzvah, so, and to treat it at the very least as a tashmishay mitzvah, which you don't treat with bizayon. Okay, and the same thing with the psilos. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch only talks about the shemen, but the same thing would be with the psilos as well. Okay, we're in the last parak of Shaar HaYichud in Chavis Halvavos. And in this parak, it's a long parak, rather, it's the longest parak in the whole Shaar HaYichud. He talks about the Toarim of Hashem, describing Hashem. So he says there's the essence of Hashem, and then there's Hashem as we see him reflected in his pe'ulos. And the essence is really, you can't describe Hashem's essence. And he quotes Aristotle as saying that you can only talk about what Hashem is not. You can't talk about what Hashem is, because anything you say is limiting and mugval. And so you say, when you say Hashem exists, it's really, all you're really saying is Hashem doesn't not exist. If you say Hashem is eternal, you're really just saying Hashem is not eternal. B'chulu. And the three things we could have a concept of Hashem's essence is only three things. It's really one thing. You know, once you would say three things, then it would be already a stira to the wholeness of Echad and the Shleimus of Echad. But we talk about it as being three things, but then the Chavit HaLodes proves that they're all the same, and one leads to the other two. And that is that Hashem exists, and Hashem's essence. That Hashem exists, that He's one, and that He's eternal. Eternal means Ho Yehovah V'yiyah. Exists is Hoveh, and eternal is Ho Yehovah V'yiyah. That's Hashem Yitzkei Vavkei. It's really Ho Yehovah V'yiyah, which is that He exists, and that He's eternal. And that Echad is really that He's unchanging and no components, but pure Echad, as we explained in the previous prokim, as we explained. So that's Hashem's essence, and it's really not three things. Once you talk about three things, you're in trouble. They're really one, and he shows how one leads to the other two. If you believe he's really eternal, that would mean he's one, and that would mean he exists, and if you say he exists, and he's pure existence, then that would lead to the inescapable conclusion that he's eternal, and that he's one. That's what he does. And then he goes on to talk about seeing Hashem through his deeds and through his actions, so to speak. I mean, you really can talk about his actions either, his deeds either, but seeing through what he's poel. And that's what we'll pick up from Hashem next time.